going to head to DeKalb and be joined by NIU head coach Thomas Hammock. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ken. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for your time, and hopefully you and your Huskies have dried off after a wet and rainy Saturday victory over over Akron, but after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Huskies.
Well, I think, you know, something we've talked about the last few weeks is playing a complete football game, and I thought, you know, our kids tried to stay locked in no matter what the score was and play the next snap, and I think they tried to do that for four quarters. So that's something we certainly can build on and something that's going to be needed over the next 4 weeks of the season.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammock and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Thomas, we again, you touched upon it briefly, but playing a full 60 minutes, this was the kind of game your Huskies needed, didn't it?
Well, I just think, you know, if you stay committed to the process, which we've talked about with our players, you know, good things can start to happen. I think, you know, they can use it as a confidence builder going into the final month of the season. This is the way we need to prepare. This is the way we need to practice. And if you do those things, you give yourself an opportunity to go out there and perform at a high level.
How big is it for a team to get a shutout? I think people look at the score sometimes and they might not realize what that means. What does that mean for a defense, and how can that pick them up and kind of carry over to the following week?
Well, I just think, you know, in this day and age of football, is extremely difficult to, you know, shut somebody out. And obviously, I think the weather conditions had a part in that. But at the same time, we got some young guys that's playing and playing a lot of volume of snaps, and they was able to stay locked in and stay committed to their teammates to do everything possible to, you know, get a shutout, which was great for those young men.
Defensively, when you take a look at one of those individuals, true freshman walk-on Nick Ratton, and his impact at the linebacker position with making a key play, making an interception return for a TD, just talk about his impact as one of those young players coming on a defensive side in an area where you've obviously had a lot of injuries.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you got, you know, smart, tough guys, you have a chance, and I think, you know, it's routine, actually. But, you know, he's a young man that came in June, and he's worked his butt off since he's been here, started on special teams and kind of, you know, started to get more reps on defense. And it wasn't too big for him. You know, he's a good football player and you know, he's a leader as a young guy. And I think it's exciting for him to have an opportunity to continue to grow on our defense.
When you're faced with the weather like you were on Saturday, to have a backfield that you have, especially led by Trey Harbison, certainly is as well received. To talk about Harbison's performance in Saturday's win.
Well, I think, you know, we learned a lot from the Ball State game. I mean, similar weather conditions. You know, Trey came out against Ball State and played a heck of a first half. Second half, he was MIA, and you know, we talked about that at halftime. Put two halves together, and I think he was able to do that against Akron. You know, start off strong, and then he finished strong, and we was able to get some young guys in later in the game.
As you transition and look forward to next week with a road game at Central Michigan, looking at film, talk about some of the challenges you'll see from the Chippewas, both offensively and defensively.
You know, this is a good football team. Offensively, they got some guys that can make plays. Number 88 is a guy that he stands out on tape. The two running backs are really, really good players. They've done a nice job putting those guys in position to get one-on-one matchups, get people in space where those guys can do damage. Defensively, they're going to try to blitz and come after you. So, you know, we have to be prepared for that. And, you know, we got to play sound technique and try to make sure we stay in manageable situations on third down.
Obviously, it's another road contest for you. Talk about the importance of, especially this time of year, playing well on the road.
Well, you know, I think we played on the road so much, we've gotten used to it. So, you know, it's pretty much business as usual. But we've had a couple road games that got a similar itinerary with Ohio and Miami of Ohio, so it's not going to be new to our young men. And, you know, we just got to go out there and do the things necessary to win a football game.
for you as a head coach, knowing that you've got, obviously two quarterbacks, the importance of having that backup quarterback. Talk about the performance of Marcus Childers coming in and stepping in with Ross's injury and his performance against Akron, and the comfort level for your offense and knowing you got a guy that's been there before.
Yeah, I think, for us, it's good to know that we have an offensive system that we can adapt to our players and not just run certain plays all the time. We was able to tailor our offense around Childers and what he does well. And I think, moving forward, we're going to continue to try to, get both quarterbacks in a position where they can help this team and help our offense continue to grow.
Thomas, I'll let you get back to your preparation for Central Michigan. Congratulations on the win over Akron. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
All right, thank you, Coach. For Thomas Hammack and the NIU Huskies coming off a 49-0 win over Akron in that contest, it was the first shutout for NIU in 93 games, going back to a 63-0 win over UMass back in November 3rd of 2012. In that contest, again, running back Trey Harbison had his third 100-yard rushing game of the season and eighth of his career with a season-high 31 carries for 158 yards in the victory. Overall, NIU as a team ran for 274 yards rushing, and for Northern Illinois, they will be at Central Michigan this coming Saturday, November 2nd. That game at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and available on CBS Sports Network.